Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
Welcome to God's Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Avelyn.
And today on the podcast, we have Anna Pitney joining us.
We know Anna through our youth group at church.
If you enjoy this episode, follow us and comment so we can chat with you. We are now on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, and Pocket Casts.
We just started a website for this podcast, which is so cute, and we will link it in this episode's description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
Remember to share this podcast with your friends if you enjoy it.
Now let's jump into our sixth episode.
Welcome to the God's Girls Podcast, Anna. We are so thankful we get to talk to you today.
We've got some questions we want to ask you about your faith and about you, so we're very excited to hear your answers. Let's just jump right in.
What period in your life do you believe you were the strongest in your faith?
You know, when I was thinking about this question, I was, you know, searching back in my mind of all the different years of school that I've had and all the different summers I've had, but I think the time that I've felt most connected to God and most, like, strong in my faith would probably be my junior and senior years of high school. And I think this is because junior year was really trying. There was so much work to do and stressful schoolwork. And so I think that brought me closer to God. And especially, like, there's really similar reasons for my senior year as well, because I was wrapping up high school. I had to do a senior thesis, and that was very, very stressful and nerve-wracking for me. So I think that drew me closer to Him.
Yeah, that's really cool. I think it's cool that you took that from the work, because to me, work kind of stresses me out to the point that I'm only focusing on the stress and not being thankful for the education I've been given or something like that. So the fact that you get closer to Jesus through all the work and the stress and all of that, could you elaborate on how that brings you closer to Jesus?
Right. So whenever I'm stressed, my immediate response is, you know, I want to leave whatever situation I'm in. I want to go be by myself, and I just kind of need time to literally just sit and think about nothing. Or I need to do something that brings me happiness and calms me down. For example, like, I love to draw. So whenever I was feeling stressed from homework, I would just take a break and go draw, or I would just sit and read. And when I did those things, in the back of my mind, almost like unconsciously, I would be working through my stress and working through my problems. And then whenever I was, you know, relaxed and I finished my drawing, or I finished reading that chapter of a book or whatever it might have been, I would always take that time to pray afterward and just think that, you know, I'm gonna get through this with God's help. And, you know, I'm only starting my life, basically. When I look back on high school, I just think about how, I mean, almost everyone has to go to high school, you know, so that's like a launching pad for the rest of your life. And so I was just really thankful that I got the opportunities that I had, and I tried to be really, really positive about my situation, even though I was stressed most of the time. So
you basically just took all the negativity and filtered it into positivity.
Right. Exactly. And that's no easy task. You know, it's much easier to talk about now than to actually do it. I mean, and it definitely took some practice. When I first started high school in ninth grade, it was pretty bad. It was pretty rough. But after figuring out what worked for me and what relaxed me and what helped me, it was easy by my last year of high school. So
That's good. I'm so impressed that you could do that. I struggle with that every single time they give us loads of homework. So stressed, and I can never seem to get through without just going through a panic attack, it seems like.
Right, and I think, I've read about anxiety and feeling panicky, and I read a quote once, and it said something along the lines of, you know, if you're super, super anxious, then it means that you're in a way disconnected from God. And, you know, everyone goes through different circumstances, and this quote may not apply to like like everyday situations, but that quote kind of resonated with me. If I'm so worried about school, then I'm not focused on God. So I need to fix my perspective, sort of. So.
Wow. That's deep.
Yes.
The deep end. That was so great. Okay. Thank you for that amazing answer. Now we're going to ask you the next question. So how have you grown in your faith throughout the past year, and who has helped you most with your growth?
This is a really good question. I think if I'm being 100% honest with you, it's that I don't think I've grown that much in the past year in my faith, which I know is not like our typical go-to answer, but when I look back on this past year that I've experienced with, you know, my first year of college and this summer so far and last summer and everything like that, I think I'm in the same place spiritually that I was about a year ago, which in some ways is good because I would call myself a strong Christian. In other ways though, it's not the best. You know, it's I guess you could call it bad, because we should always be at least striving to grow in our faith and discover more and trust God more. So I think I would have to say that I feel the same. I'm like in the same place as I was last year.
So I found that interesting that you haven't grown at all. I'm glad you were in a great place though. And I see what you mean by it can be positive and negative in the same way. But I'm also glad that you are so close to Jesus that there's not too much room for growth left. I mean, there's always room for growth, but you're at a place right now in your life, a season, you could call it, where there's not much you need to grow in. There's not much challenging you, I guess. Is there any challenges with your faith right now that you would feel okay sharing?
You know, when you were talking, I just thought of the Bible verse in Romans that says something along the lines of, you know, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, which is something that I rest in and that I really rely on. And I'm so thankful that nothing can like weaken my faith. And I think that because I haven't necessarily grown, or I haven't seen myself grow, I'm just really thankful that I haven't been separated, or that I haven't fallen away from God at all. Certain challenges that I went through my freshman year of college were that I was away from home and that I had to adapt to a whole nother city and a whole nother lifestyle, basically. And that I felt like it was shoved on me very, very quickly, and I am personally not the best with change. So I definitely relied on that Bible quote though, that said that nothing can separate me and you, you know?
Yeah, that's a very powerful verse and can really change someone's life if you really think about it. It's just like taking it in, all the glory and the power in that statement is amazing. So I'm very glad you've shared that today.
What place do you feel closest to God, and why do you think that?
I think the place that I feel most connected to God, this is kind of an odd answer, but I always feel really close to God in my car. And I'm sure that you haven't heard that reply very often, but honestly, you know, when I'm just driving down the road to go pick up some groceries or meet a friend or drive to church or whatever it is, you know, I'm in my car a lot. So when I play music, worship music, or, you know, whatever is just on the radio, in my mind, I'm either thinking about or talking in my head, like, you know, or singing along with the lyrics. And I don't know, I think having a personal space like that, where it's just, you know, a small little space, it's a little car and I'm by myself, you know, I feel really connected to God in there, so.
I can understand that.
Yeah, and I love to drive. I mean, it's kind of relaxing, especially when the traffic isn't bad, so.
Yeah, because it's just you and God in that closed space most of the time, I guess, if you're driving on your own.
Right. I mean, usually I'm just driving myself places. So when I don't have a passenger, then, you know, I'm by myself, me and God, so.
Oh, there's a song called Death Was Arrested. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that's a good car listen. You jam out while you're driving. So good.
So what's it called again?
Death Was Arrested.
I'll have to look it up. Maybe that'll be my new worship jam.
So the next and final question before we ask you the main question is, what is your favorite way to study scripture?
I think I would have to say that my favorite way to read and study scripture is to do it by myself. And I know that's been a theme in basically all the answers that I've had for your questions. But I'm kind of a huge fan of solitude and, you know, being by myself. And for me, that helps me focus a lot. And so when I'm reading scripture, you know, me and my friend have been reading through the Bible regularly. And so, you know, we would just go book by book, whatever book we wanted, and we would read the chapters in order. And we would each sit down and read it and then text each other about it. And notice this verse. Did you notice it? Or what did you like? Or what did you think about this? So I think when reading it, I'll be by myself, but I also like to discuss it with my friends and, you know, reach out and have that fellowship. We were reading through Lamentations, and we had the last two chapters to go, like, about a month ago, and we never read them. I think because the Book of Lamentations was kind of confusing to us. It's more like a history book. I don't know. We both didn't really, like, vibe with it or whatever. But I recently read the last two chapters, so I'll text her that I read them and she should read them too, and then we'll talk about them and move on to the next book. So, you know, I have like all the books of the Bible highlighted so that eventually my whole Bible will be like color-coded, like really
That's
colorful,
so
like a rainbow
cool.
sort of. Yeah, so I've been working through it. But I've read six books with Grace, and I've read other books, you know, by myself before I even knew Grace. So, but yeah.
But you said that y'all text about certain parts in the Bible that y'all read. So I do. I'm on a text thread with a few of my friends, and it's called Daily Devotion. And they just text all these Bible studies and all these different answers about each reading each day, and it's so cool to read them all. I haven't been doing that one because I'm doing a different Bible study, but they've been doing one together, and it's so cool to look at all of that because it's just so good.
No, that's really cool. I think it's great how you have a whole like group text of people who want to do that with you, you know, and I guess it took me a while to find that friend who I do the Bible studies with and text her about it. So no, I think that's great though.
Thank you for answering those questions. Your answers were insightful.
Now we will ask you the question we ask all of our guests.
How have you seen God work in your life?
Wow, that is a very big question. If I had to, I can't even pick one answer for that. I've seen God working in my life in just the little things. And that sounds really simple and unimportant, but when you think about it, all of these tiny details have to come together and work in order for the big picture, you know, the entire event to run smoothly. And so I've seen, you know, little things just sort of add up. And I think to myself, wow, you know, God orchestrated that to happen. He orchestrated, I can't even think of an example right now, but every little tiny detail, like down to the second. I mean, without him doing that, imagine how chaotic like my life would be, or y'all's lives would be, or, you know, the whole entire world. Imagine if God wasn't working in the little tiny details, you know, our whole entire world would be in chaos. That's just crazy to think about.
Well, I know we wouldn't have this podcast.
That's true.
Because that's what's based around.
Actually, I was reading Life Together by Dietrich Bonhoeffer last night, and he actually said, which this is similar to what you said, he said, we pray for the big things and forget to give thanks for the ordinary, small, and yet not really small gifts. Something along those lines. And to me, that definitely reminded me of what you just said. And it also goes on to say, if we do not give thanks daily for the Christian fellowship in which we have been placed, even where there is no great experience, no discoverable riches, but much weakness, small faith, and difficulty. If on the contrary, we only keep complaining to God that everything is so paltry and petty, so far from what we expected, then we hinder God from letting our fellowship grow according to the measure and riches which there are for us all in Jesus Christ.
Wow, that is so powerful, and it relates like directly to what we were talking about, you know?
I read that last night, and I just feel like another way I've seen God working in my life, he pulled those two things together. So I think that was so cool that that's your answer, because I was really interested in that last night. I highlighted all of what I just read because it was so powerful, as you said, and I just find it so interesting that that's the answer you chose, because
right,
it's just such a great message.
I especially like the part of that quote where it says, even if there's no riches or treasures or big things, because there doesn't always have to be like big events happening in our life for us to be thankful or for us to praise God. We should praise God for everything, the big good things, the little good things, the little bad things, and the big bad things. Like everything has to work out and everything has to happen because it's in his will, you know, he's orchestrated it in order to turn out how he has planned it and envisioned it.
Yeah, exactly, which I just love that quote and everything that you said today.
Do you have any prayer requests you feel comfortable sharing on the podcast?
Yeah, recently I just found out that my roommate, who I'm supposed to be with this upcoming fall semester, she and her family got coronavirus. Her mom and sister definitely have it. And my roommate, she suspects that she also has COVID. So if we could pray for their health and their safety and just that they make it through this and everything like that.
That's sadly so commonly heard, such a common prayer request, but it's really so serious and sad, and I'm very sorry to hear that, and we'll definitely keep them in our prayers.
Thank you.
So let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, thank you for letting Anna be on the podcast today. And I pray for her roommate and her family that they will be saved from the coronavirus and that you will protect them and keep them healthy as possible, and that they will make it through, and that through all of this happening that they will see your glory and glorify you and find all the positive things through this negative.
We pray over our listeners and any prayer requests they may have.
So a woman from our church has just gotten married, but she reached out to us and asked us to pray for her marriage, that it would be godly and faith-based. So we pray over her and her new husband that they will have a great, long, forever marriage together.
We also pray over her and her family as they move to Tennessee, and they will be missed greatly.
Thank you for everyone listening, and we pray they will have a blessed day that is pleasing to you.
In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Well, thank you, Anna, for finding time to be a guest on our podcast, because this conversation was so great and benefited me a lot. So I'm very thankful for it.
Her social media will be linked in the description of this episode.
Remember to follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
If you have any questions or prayer requests for us, go to our website and type it into our Contact Us tab, email us, or DM us on Instagram.
Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so we know what you think.
Thank you for listening, and see y'all next Sunday with a new episode.